Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This camp going for you so far? I know there's been some injuries at the position. You're working with different guys. Just what have you been able to work on in your game while you're navigating all that?
I've really just been working on technique, fundamentals, just making sure I'm sharp from play one to the end of the practice. Just making sure my mental is strong, making sure, and all in all, making sure I'm doing the Lord's work, you know what I'm saying, making sure I'm spreading Jesus' light through me into others, you know what I'm saying, so that's really what my main focus is, prioritizing being the man of God, challenging myself to step out of my comfort zone, talk more, and interact more with those different players, and just let them express themselves to me and be their helping shoulder, always letting being God first, surrendering, and accepting whatever happens, happening. At the end of the day, again, working my technique. So just technique, whatever happens, happen, but making sure my technique is sound from play one to at the end of practice. Every play, my technique should look the same. It should look sharp. So, yeah, so it's cool, though.
When you talk about, you know, being more vocal with other guys and hearing from them more, how does that help you and them both?
Because it builds a bond. It builds a partnership, you know. Like if you express yourself to somebody, you bound to become closer to them because you just gave them a piece of yourself that a lot of people don't know. So then there's trust built. You know what I'm saying? Now I trust you with this information I'm putting onto you. You know what I'm saying? Then there's a sense of dropping my shoulders because you are kind of helping me with my burden. So then there's love there. So all that ties into one with growing that bond. And to be a great team, you got to have a bond with each other. You know what I'm saying? When you play across, and like when I play with T. White, with D. Ham, it makes it easier to play because I have that bond. Especially with, like, Taren. Like, sometimes the plays that we be having, the way we execute them, it really just because our bond, we just know each other. And sometimes we go to the sideline, we're like, we do one of these, like, and it's just like a bond that you have, you know? So.
When you first came in the league, did you expect that this would be part of your journey where eventually you would become somebody that guys turn to for advice, whether it's about faith or whether it's about their technique? Did you expect that to be a part of your journey?
I didn't expect it, but I always like made sure I was open-armed, open-minded, because again, I'm a man of God. So I wasn't really expecting nothing, but I was just making sure anybody could come to me with open, like any problems, any worries. I could be your open, your ear, you know, that if you want to express yourself in any type of manner or way, cool. Like, I'm here just to listen. Because some people just need somebody to listen to them rather than just give them advice, you know. So I wasn't really expecting it. I was just doing it because that's my journey as a man of God, to continue my way of Christ and love one another as Jesus loved us, as it says in with John. So no expectation, just trying my best to do the Lord's work.
As a player, what's the next step as a player that you're hoping to take this year?
Just being the better Christian Benford, you know what I'm saying? Just keep leveling up myself, not comparing to nobody else, just as a player, being better, being a coach on the field, being way more technically sound. So I would say that'd be my next step as a player, like.
Christian, what have you learned about yourself stepping outside of your comfort zone and becoming more vocal this year?
What did I learn about myself by doing that? I mean, I learned, okay, this is why I learned that sometimes you don't got the answer, but God will give you the answer that they need, you know? Sometimes we don't have the answers that everybody have because sometimes we don't walk the same shoes that they experience. You know what I'm saying? We don't experience what they experience. So sometimes a quick little prayer like, God, give me wisdom, give me eye opening to help this individual. And that's why I learned to myself that something I really need to rely on God because God will give me everything that I need when I need to be vocal. Because sometimes I really don't know. I don't have nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have nothing to say. And nothing crossed my mind. I'm just like grasping everybody and everything that they do so I can understand them more. But nothing comes out. But sometimes a little word like, yo, you good. I got you. Like, I got your back. And I try to say that every time to all of them because I truly do. Rather than just like walking beside them, just doing action, sometimes words help too. So I learned that, like, with that about myself, that I really need God, like, in those situations.
Because you walk in here as a low-round pick, but it didn't seem like you were ever intimidated by anything here. When did you know that, hey, I can handle this, I can do this here in the NFL?
I felt like that before I came in. Like, I felt like I could be that one, you know? If I didn't walk in like that, then what am I walking in here for? You know what I'm saying? So.
Kind of
oh, shoot.
Sorry, kind of going off of that, Taryn said last week that you were the one bringing this swag to the defense. What spurs that, and what does that sort of entail?
I don't know. I'll be chilling, but I'll be chilling. But I guess it's just like not when we go in. Like I give my like try to rile them up, not try to rile them up too much. Just outside of my comfort zone. I'm not gonna do no T White type stuff. Start dancing, make everybody laugh. Like, but I'm like, bro, I got you. Like, and I need you. So let's get it. You know what I mean? I might give like break the huddle down. Like, bro, give me everything you got. Cause I promise you, when you turn that tape on, I'm giving everything I got for y'all. I'm not just doing this for myself. This game isn't a one person sport. It's 11 on 11. So I'm giving my all for the rest of the 10 people that's on my team on this field with me. So just give me everything you got, and we gonna be straight. You know what I'm saying? And probably just little talks like that, cause I feel like that goes a long way. Somebody needs to hear it. Cause sometimes we all have down days. And somebody that could walk like that, talk like that, could go a long way. I don't know, but could I be chilling again? But that's, I don't know, that's all I'd be doing.
Tell me about Tre'Davious White. You maybe got part of the full Tre'Davious White experience from your rookie year. What's it like seeing his infectious personality and, like you said, dancing out there? A lot like he was in the years before you even arrived here.
It's pretty awesome. Like, he's always on 10. He's a great dude, man. Like, he's always on 10. Like, and that's cool. Like, but you know, again, he's human, so sometimes he might be on 7. But then there's guys like me that help him get back to 10. And it's just awesome to see him, like, just be so free, just dancing around. Because I feel like, especially rookies need to see that, to, like, enjoy yourself while you're playing this game. Like, this game, yeah, this is life, but it's only a small thing of life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, still have fun. Enjoy where you at. Enjoy what you're doing. Because it's bigger things than football. You can laugh. And if you mess up, it's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like, when your opportunity comes, God will have your opportunity ready for you. When the opportunity comes, can't nobody block your blessing but you. And as long as you continue to trust God, you're going to be all right. And sometimes, like, T. White smiling and laughing after a bad play, good play, it shows that, like, you're going to be all right, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So.
Christian, you're chill. Tre White's on a 10. How do you balance each other out?
I hate to compare, but I feel like it was just like me and, like, my brother, Sue. Yeah. Like, I miss my brother, but it's just, I don't know, like, in moments where, like, We need to chill. I tell him, like, yo, bro, chill. And most where I, like, when we went to the ice cream spot, and I really was chilling. I don't know. I don't know. He was all over the place. Like, he had everybody's face, like, 3-day Sunday. You know what I'm saying? and it's like, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have that in me to do that. But I got his back to back him up. Like, yo, yeah, this 3-day Sunday really good. Try this. Like, let's eat it together. Boom, boom, boom. Behind his back. And while he's in everybody's face, like, yo, Tre'Davious Sunday. And it's like, I'm not doing that, but he is. And this other stuff that he's not doing, that I am. So it's like, it's a good component to one another, you know what I'm saying?
Yin and yang to you guys.
Yeah, yin and yang.
When you see T.
Tyrell Shavers obviously come out today and have the day that he did, but you see all the behind-the-scenes stuff, the work, the showing up at 6 a.m. Are you surprised? And what have you noticed about how he's kind of grinded to this point?
He deserves it. Like, we'd be like me, KJ, Shaves, J-Mark, like, we'll be all working behind closed doors. And, like, bro, they deserve it. Like, they not just out there just, like, going through the motions. They have intentionality of everything they do. And when they off the field, when nobody else is looking, they have the same intentionality. And there's no, like, drop-off. So it's, like, it's a blessing that he get the opportunity. Like, he's getting that chance. He's seizing the moment, and it's a blessing to see that. Because you see your brother put so much time in, and the opportunity comes in fruitful, you know what I'm saying? Fruitation. And you know what I'm saying? Because some days, like, you'll put so much work in, like, we all can say this, like, you put so much work in behind closed doors, you put so much work in with everybody looking, and then, again, when the lights come on, you just fail. Like, I feel like everybody over here can experience, say that they experience something like that, and it hurts, especially when you see somebody like, that's your brother, and you know that they really put time in, you seeing tears, you seeing stress, you seeing anger, you seeing happiness, and they really trying their all, and then it fail. It's like, dang, bro, come on, like I wish you need that. Like, come on, like, keep it going, though. Keep consistent. And now he's performing good. It's like, thank you. Like, I'm happy for him. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen what goes behind, like, behind closed doors. Boss.
Christian, I was curious your perspective with just being the same draft class as James. What's it like going through this process?
You said it one more time.
Going through the same, being the same draft class as James. You went through this process a few months ago, but how much can that hang over a player's head when you're waiting to find out what an extension might be, or when the business side is taking care of it? How does that impact a player who's waiting to find out what might happen?
I don't know how it's impacting James, honestly, but I know he's still working as hard as he can, like if he got the extension or if he didn't. So I couldn't really tell, like, how he thinking. If I was in that position, I probably, like, it'd probably be the same as how I'm doing now, you know what I'm saying? Like, working my butt off. Like, I'm challenging myself to the wit's end, you know what I'm saying? Whether I got the money or not, whether they gave me the extension or not, I'm still going to challenge myself and give my all to the wit's end, you know what I'm saying? So, for him, I don't know how he's feeling, but for me, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked to DeMar before you, and he was talking about how you guys are so aligned. You sit next to each other and eat and, you know, bounce up off each other, whether it's professional or personal. What's your relationship been like with him, and where have you seen him grow going into this year?
That's my brother, for real. That's, like, my brother. But, I see a lot, you know, I see a lot of potential. Like, again, he's another one, like Shaves, like, he really puts in the time. And obviously, he's been through some challenges. We've seen the challenges, but there's more challenges that he's been through that he's conquered through the grace of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So, seeing him consistently dive into the Lord, consistently dive into himself, consistently challenge himself, like, I see something great for him. That maybe he might see, maybe he might not see, but it don't matter. I see and I believe in him, you know? Because I understand what he's going through and how much effort he's putting into. You know what I'm saying? So I believe God got something great for him in the future. Like, God got something beautiful for him, bro.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.